So hello everybody, sisters and brothers, children of God, saints and sinners, and people of my family. Life is generally good. Life is generally good for me. I hope it is for most of you, at least if not all of you. I hope you have some very good days. I hope you have a lot to be thankful for. But then there's still stuff that happens. Stuff that makes us mad. Stuff that we hear about in the world. Earthquakes. One right after the other. Disasters. Terrorist attacks. People getting shot by the police, by each other. Friends dying. Friends committing suicide. Just some days, even when we know life is good, some days it feels like one bad thing happens right after the other. And I know it's painful because I have been there. I have lived in the anxiety. I've lived in the suffering. I've lived in the hardship of bad things happening. And even though today is good, even though I have a lot fewer bad days than I have good days, I still have to suffer every once in a while. You know, I am so privileged. And I reflected on this earlier today when I was with my pastoral mentoring group. I am so privileged. I was the oldest first call pastor in that group. But at least two of them have lost parents. My parents are in their 70s and they're still somewhat healthy. But I know it might not be next year. It might not be 5 years from now. I will lose one of them and I will lose the other one. I will lose my parents and I will be devastated and I will feel like my heart is ripped out. I know that I am married to someone who's 10 years older than me. And chances are pretty good he's going to go before me. And I will feel like my life is over. You know, I lost my pet, my beloved dog in January. And it just ripped my heart out. And I still have it. I still get reminders. I still see pictures of him every time that Facebook thing comes up. See your memories. Every other day, it's Banjo. And my heart gets tugged just a little bit more. And I know we all go through this. I know this is not unique to me. That even though we have good lives, we still have things that hurt us. Things that make us cry. Things that make us sad. Things that make us angry. And so this is kind of why I decided to go to this reading from Revelation. Because in this reading, we're talking about this new earth. And this new heaven. And I know there's been a lot of interpretations of what John, the author of Revelation, is talking about. But the first earth passing away, this describes in great detail God coming down and living among us on this earth. And there will not be any more death. And there will not be any more crying. We will finally live in comfort. We will finally live in happiness. All the anxiety that we live from day to day will be removed from us. But this is something that we're moving forward towards. This is something that we are being pulled towards in time. Towards this new life, this new heaven that Jesus Christ has promised us deliverance from suffering, deliverance from the misery that is earth sometimes, deliverance from crying. And the world, as bad as it gets, as bad as it seems, is getting better every day. And whether or not this new heaven will be realized in our lifetimes, we, being beloved children of God, are impelled to help God create this. And we do this Because we love one another. Because the love that God has for us helps us to reach out to one another with that agape love in our hearts. And to make each other's lives more bearable. And to make each other's lives more livable. So that when something happens to me, so something the people I love, I have you, my fellow saints, to fall back on. And to help me get through the day. And to help me live in comfort. And so it's not that bad. None of us are alone. And we all have this wondrous, wondrous heaven to look forward to. And this wondrous new earth where we are all saints. And that, my sisters and brothers, is some really good news. Amen.
Amen.